A long-standing illegal encampment on the Chilliwack River was being cleared out Friday, April 4, and a cleanup is being planned for a second site on the weekend. Sioux Wallie First Nation says they are stepping forward as rightful stewards of this land, as the two encampments have been causing issues for the community and environment for years. In a statement to media this week, Sioux Wallie Cown Tanya Commodore says there have been unsafe interactions with community members, and that they've been looking for support to have the sites removed for a long time. That time has come. Chilliwack RCMP were on site Friday morning at one camp on Chilliwack Lake Road in the Sioux Wallie First Nation. Media were asked not to attend that eviction, but Const. Bradley Holditch of the Upper Fraser Valley Regional Detachment confirmed by email that notices of trespass and eviction letters were handed out on March 5, by the UFVRD Indigenous Police Services and Sioux Wallie officials. Those were handed out to individuals who were camped out in various areas throughout Sioux Wallie First Nation IR No. 14 reserve lands, he said. The individuals were given 30 days until April 4, 2025 to vacate. Today is the enforcement actions for those refusing to comply with the order. In addition, cleanup will be commencing today. The second encampment borders on Sioux Wallie land and litters the edge of the Chilliwack River near the Vetter Bridge and Sweltzer Creek Road. The press release from Sioux Wallie focuses on that encampment, and outlines the need for the cleanup there this weekend to be a peaceful event. We are exercising our ancestral, legal, and inherent rights to care for our home, it stated. The long-standing encampment has caused serious harm to our community, with issues including open fires, illicit activity, water contamination, and unsafe interactions with community members. Sioux Wallie First Nation is asking their community and their allies to join them on Sunday, April 6, at noon, bringing drums, voices and a presence. This is a peaceful and powerful gathering, the release stated. No aggressive or violent behavior will be tolerated. We gather as protectors, not enforcers. The gathering will take place between the Sioux Wallie Gate and the complex known as the Eddy, near the Vetter Bridge. There will be parking on one side of the road. The Sioux Wallie First Nation stands today in full sovereignty to protect our land, our waters, and our people, the release stated, outlining the band's legal standing that is supported by the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, Section 35 of the Constitution Act, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's calls to action and Sioux Wallie's own land code and land use plan. Commodore noted that outreach services have been notified, and Sioux Wallie members will be assisting in the cleanup of the debris that the encampment has left behind. As Exwelmec, we do not turn away from difficult situations, she said. We confront them with clarity, responsibility, and the strength of our teachings. Let this be known, Sioux Wallie is here. We are strong, and we are rising with purpose.